Mostly Random. Mostly Random.
Mostly Random.
Hello and welcome to a special edition of Mostly Random. I'm Jay.
And I'm Rob.
Well, we're not actually here this week. This is a recording we're doing earlier. We've just finished recording episode 4. But we're not going to be able to do the next episode, so we didn't want you to miss out. So we're doing you a special edition. Now, we did talk about this a couple weeks ago. And we did talk about doing an Adam Sandler commentary, didn't we?
Yeah.
But we decided that wasn't the right way to go. And we didn't get enough suggestions. But a couple of people did say to us, why not do serious action film? Or trying to be serious, actually not that great action film. So we thought, what better than Crank?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing to add there. Going. Yeah. So get your copy of Crank ready. Have you done it? Well, why not? Pause the show and go get your copy of Crank, put it in, or if you haven't got a copy, stop it, get your copy of Crank, put it in, and we'll sync up. Have you done it? Good. Now, if you get the movie started, you should see the, I believe it's Universal screen. Yep, there it is. There's the globe panning over. And if you hit pause as soon as we say, and now, you should see Universal written across your screen. So, we're going to be doing alternate commentary. I'm telling you, well, basically just being mostly random about Crank. And hopefully we'll hear a bit more from Rob. What do you reckon, will we?
I reckon.
Let's hope so. Right, so this is Mostly Random Cranked. Actually, yeah, that's what we should call the episode.
Cranked.
Mostly Random Cranked.
Cool.
Cool. Right, are you ready, listeners? I can't hear you. Well, I assume you are. Rob, are you ready?
I'm ready.
Well, you're the single one.
And you're the nerdy one.
And the nerdy one's ready.
Let's go then.
Let's go and play Universal Studios. Oh, it's exciting so far.
Oh, it's some cranks.
Probably should have gone past. Oh yeah, it's quite appropriate they've got some cranks on Crank, isn't it? Do you remember which film studio this is?
Keyhole.
Through the Keyhole. Lionsgate. Yeah, because that really makes me think of Lionsgate. Just reminds me of Family Guy when they're on about all the different trailers. Oh, it's a period piece. Here we are. Oh, there's a little boy jumping in the water.
That must be Crank. Oh no.
Oh no, it's Lakeshore Entertainment. Start the movie! Bit quiet, right, playing. Burn your head! Yeah, this film kind of makes you want to.
Man of health, bro, you're mad, eh?
Oh, Cranky. Is it? Yeah, that's real top-rate graphics, eh? There's a phone ringing. This makes you feel like you're on drugs watching this, doesn't it?
Let's watch.
Well, you like first-person games. Do you like first-person films?
Not so much.
No. It's a bit messed up. Oh no, let me stumble around. I can't see anything. Because you can't see my face, it makes it even more surreal. I'm using a head cam. Fuck you.
PS3's fucked up too.
Yeah, they fucked this television up. It says fuck you, so you're going to put it in. It doesn't say play me, does it? Just like an explicit Alice in Wonderland. Oh, Harold. Oh, he's been in yet? Oh, Teo. How we doing, baby?
You want to buy this DVD?
Oh, no, he's Latino, Holmes. He's not Chinese. Oh, you fuck with the wrong guy, Holmes. Oh, yeah. Let me tell you how you're feeling. Now I'm going back to Chinese, not Hispanic. Hey, Holmes, how you feeling? Hmm? You feeling good? Oh, look at me with a needle. I'm going to shoot you up a crack, yeah? Inject you with this, because I've finished raping you while you've been asleep. Oh, I'm just playing Circa. Yeah.
Your daily dose of Viagra. Disappointment to me last night.
What? I didn't think you knew about that. And he fits the stereotype even more by having a big silver chain on.
I can't actually read this, so...
I don't think you need to be honest.
He's asking matey what it says. He can't believe it. Writing so small. How is anyone going to read it?
Yeah, it's because you're deaf, you've got perfect vision, so you can read subtitles. Yeah, you killed the old Chinese guy, Holmes. That's why I gotta waste you, fool. That bread, I say. How do I get through to these kids? I know, I'll inject him with some shit.
He ain't playing no baseball. He's out.
Yeah. You're kind of missing the ball there. You've got the baseball bat, just no ball. Yeah, yelling at the TV always works because they can really hear you. And just going to smash up your telly. That's clever. That's really going to get you firing out.
Yeah, but to be fair, he's obviously lost signal, in the, or he was in the middle of that film and it cut out.
Or maybe the film was just so shit, he was like, oh, fuck this, I'm going to blame the telly and claim on my insurance. That's cool. Oh, now he's stressing out because he missed a phone call. It's probably that job interview he's waiting to hear about.
Cameraman's pissed. Can't shoot straight angle.
Good frames won't save you bad paintings.
I reckon he's filming it on a space hover.
Yeah. Well, I think he's taking the song literally and he's like, good frames won't save a good painting. So let's hope bad filming will save a terrible film. Okay, let's keep cutting in car, out of car, whenever he's driving, to make it actually look like it's him driving. Now, don't get me wrong, I love Jason Statham, but this film is terrible.
I don't mind it.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not the best, though. You cannot take it seriously, can you?
Well, it's just general one of his films, isn't it?
Yeah, I know, but you look at stuff like Death Race, which was good, and Blitz, that was awesome. He's done a lot of good films, and this is not one of them.
It's just another Transporter, isn't it?
Yeah, even Transport was better than this.
I didn't like that. That's why I didn't want to see a new one.
Oh, well, Transport film's good. Especially the third one.
Yeah, but a new film out that looks like another Transporter. Ooh, bit of tit.
Titties.
It's a bit more like it.
Oh, me rub you wrong time.
Starting to think Jason Statham was the only tit in it. Not really, I like Jason.
Yeah, he's a good actor. She seems really interested in her job, doesn't she? Until she's really listening to him. At least she's polite. Thank
I
you.
I don't know, he's going to die or something, and he's ringing sex lines up. I don't quite understand.
It's not the best idea, really, is it?
Driving under the influence of drugs as well, yes.
Oh, it's just disgraceful. Hey man, everything's going all trippy. This is the good shit. And I wait. Now I'm going to get my heart pumping by driving face fast and looking all pissed off. Ooh. I think the cameraman's on drugs. Hey, it's Pedro. Hey, Napoleon. Hey, Pedro. What are you doing talking to Jason Statham? God! You didn't like Napoleon Dynamite, did you?
No.
But that is Pedro from Napoleon Dynamite. And he's dressed very weirdly. Actually, he's wearing the same outfit as you, Rob.
Yeah. You catch on.
Yeah, you started a trend. Hey, man, I think you're on weirder shit than I am.
Shave.
Yeah.
Quite a slow film, isn't it?
It starts off a bit slow, especially when he's got to keep his heart rate going.
Yeah, considering it's a film about keeping your adrenaline high.
That's what I mean. And yeah, it's not exactly moving along, is it? Ain't only a shout, horse. Oh yeah, let's pan out, go across. Use better Google Images.
Start with EastEnders.
Yeah, it's the American version of EastEnders. Another stripper. Sin City Disciples. Ah, Sam Crow all the way, motherfucker. Sons of Anarchy. Oh no, it's the Niners hideout. Oh, he's taking him to a bathroom. Hey, I got my ass raped last night. Now it's your turn, bitch. Come on, get the gun out of my face and give me a kiss. Not exactly saying pump dump, is he?
No, I wouldn't have thought so. It's actually quite a rubbish film.
You said you liked it.
Yeah, I thought I did, but...
Oh, lots of angry black men with guns. That's not a stereotype. Some nice Desert Eagles there, though. I'm glad to see you staying so entertained. Look, he's calmed down again. Surely his heart's going to start to stop again. He's got all them guys, not gays, pointing guns at him, and he's still getting all pissed off.
See, in real life, you just get your ass blown off, don't you?
Hmm?
In real life, they just kill him by now.
Well, I don't know, because... the body jerking, they lose Orlando, whatever his name is. Oh, he's slowing down again. You got any coke? Oh, he's just a bit thirsty. Well, don't be so picky, you know. Ask for like Cherry Coke or Pepsi or Sprite. Oh, talk about branding. You gonna sleep then, Rob?
No.
Well, I didn't ask for a salt packet for me, Chris. Ask for some coke. Just chuck it all over the place. No, not off a toilet floor. He seems to have one default expression, you know, the brow drop, jaw clench, slightly puzzled look. It's either angry or confused. He's a bit like Colin Farrell or Mark Wahlberg. Little Marky Mark and the Funky Bunch. Noah Stripper. Oh yeah, because the walls are that fucking weak, they would actually expand out like that, wouldn't they? Because the strippers are going to be a great help in the fight, aren't they? What's up, Doc? Who is he? Roger Rabbit? This guy's got Tourette's. It looks like one of them American soaps, like General Hospital or whatever they're filming, doesn't it?
Yeah, it doesn't look very good.
Yeah, I'm just sat in my grand's house, chilling out with some friends. What are you doing? I'm driving, got the police following me. And what are you calling me for? I don't want the police here. Oh, I'm gonna walk around because I'm really annoyed now. Well, he looks like a trustworthy doctor, doesn't he? Jason Statham's there, all pissed off, chased by the cops. The doctor just looks all fucking casual. Hey, what's going on? Yeah, I've been prescribing myself medical marijuana, man.
You've killed someone doing that, don't you?
Yeah. Inconsiderate, that is. Don't think that the poor store is, don't he? What's missing is them fruit cups to come out of nowhere. High speed car chase. Oh, smash the stall. Makes up for it. Is he purposely driving into things? Wouldn't it be better just stay in the clear run to get out there quicker? There's a little power slide. Do 180. Flip the car. He's doing all this while still holding the phone to his ear. And lands so well on the escalator.
And the escalator is powerful enough to take the car up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, half the time in most places are not even fucking working.
Yeah.
So what are you doing?
Oh, I've got to run around looking confused. I know I want to buy some women's underwear. Not really the time, is it? Nope, he's going to sneak out the back. Just looks like they're seeing Terminator 2. And she's in the shop. John Connor's in the shopping mall. And I just walk along, the flower gets the gun out. Right, the doctor he's on the phone to was just projecting onto that wall.
Yeah, what's
that? That's some shit that should not be.
Is that just because he's hallucinating it or something?
I think that's just a fuck up.
I reckon he just went backstage.
That's it, yeah.
Behind the scenes.
He's seen the screen he wasn't meant to. Another stereotype, foreign taxi driver.
Matching seat covers.
All that's missing is the bead cover on his chair. Oh, he's starting to get a bit sick again.
Travel sickness.
Crank it, motherfucker. I want to hear my jam. Don't tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart. I just don't think it understands. Oh, talk about appropriate music. Might blow up and kill this man. He's having a seizure. His travel seating's got real bad now. I don't think he's a cowboy. Fucking hell. That's one way to fucking rob a patch station, convenience store, whatever it is. Just get the Red Bull. Oh. It's like a powder version. Now this is product placement, isn't it? You know, we complained about adverts before films. This is putting them in the film. Do you reckon that's how they pay for the budget? They got advertised by Red Bull, Monster.
Some films do, don't they? They do promotion.
I think this one is. I just feel like I'm watching the Truman Show. We sat there drinking the hot chocolate. It's like, Truman enjoys this brand of hot chocolate.
Well, you always get certain phones and things,
don't you? Yeah, that's true. Like the Matrix with the Nokia flip down thing.
Yeah.
That if you ever actually owned was crap. I want to go see Fresh Prince. Take me to Beverly Hills. Google image again. That's quite cool. I wonder how I get my house to project Jay's house. More naked women. And that's Hector from Fast and Furious. He seems to be in loads of films, but never as a lead role. He's always doing like extra parts. I think all these tits on the screen, I've lost Rob.
I don't know who he is in Fast and Furious.
He's Hector, the one who owns the garage that they go in and rob. When Paul gets caught, he's like, oh, Hector, just come in and order this, this, and this. I'm checking out the competition. Are you a 3 second car?
Can't remember.
You turn your mic off, didn't you?
No.
Oh, okay. Yeah, he's been in loads of films. I think he's in Training Day as well. Oh, I just fancied a swim. Couldn't be asked to take my clothes off. It's not weird at all. Fucking twisted, isn't it? Dad telling him everything's going to shit, and he's just grinning at him. Yeah, that's wonderful. You're so fucking lucky. You should be dead by now. You're my boss, but I'm going to fucking tell you what to do. Because that's how it works. Because I can go out to my boss and say, right, you're going to do this for me. He's like, yeah, I'll do that, no worries. See? Everyone knows the love I have for you, Jeff. He wants him. Because he keeps turning him down, he's like, right, I'm going to have you killed. All them naked women around, and he's just staring at him going, yeah, yeah, I'm gonna die. Oh, quick cuddle before he gets out of the pool. That's sweet. Steal the fucking helicopter. I get your heart going. Especially if you don't know how to fly it. She had a builder's ass showing then. I went dressed her as a builder, she doesn't even wear a top. I'll give him the tax driver. Bit of racial stereotyping again. And the old granny's getting the digs in. Drinking the Red Bull. So he's drunk like two or three of them. See, I've been needing a fucking piss by now. Unless that's what he's doing in the swimming pool. That's why he jumped in. He's like, just have a piss while I'm telling you. Big girl and girl. A bull shoving his horn up someone's ass. Some epinephrine. That's what they give people who have overdoses, isn't it? See in Pulp Fiction when they jam the needle right in his chest and Joe D's on coke. You got to really fucking stab it in and then hit the plunger. Obviously, I've never done it, but you know, I mean, seen it on all these films and that. Hey man, it's Pedro. So he's paid up on his service provider. That's why he's getting such great signal. Oh yeah, because I'm Mexican, I was getting a taco, and I happened to see this guy you look for. That's convenient. Hey Jeff, did you vote for me, man? Oh, bit of gay dancing. Flip off the taco guy, have a smoke. Because everything's good, just waiting for Jeff. Yeah, I can't hear him storming up behind me. Give me a keys. Not say anything?
Yeah.
Jaywalking, you know, Dunkard's legal. That looks like a high end bar, doesn't it? It's okay. He loves me. And my cool ponytail. It's got three plaits on it. Just gonna walk around the kitchen with my gun out. Nothing weird about that. Everyone just carry on as you are. Oh, that looks good. Fancy a roast dinner now. Yeah, because it's so easy to cut for a human arm. Especially when it's vertical. Like, not even supported against anything. I would have got stuck in the bone. The look of love. Ah, there's the crates. Can't have an action film without smashing some crates up. And here comes, oh, it's Pedro with a rolling pin, because it's a 1950s sitcom. Right, when he cut his arm off, he cut the sleeve as well. Now the sleeve's hanging right down where his other hand is. Oh, and that's just his hand, whereas a minute ago he cut him like in the middle of the forearm. They're really paying attention to continuity on this, aren't they? Oh, there's the bad pun. Wanna hold hands? I'm just gonna steal from the guy. What are you cheek of it? Oh. On TV. Okay, is he naked with his dog? Oh, I thought the dog was going to him then. You know, he shows a dog like eating a bit of meat, and then he sat there with no shirt on, looking all like, oh yeah, horse.
This can't work out with you, man.
Yeah, because he still had his pants on.
Yeah.
It's not even like she was fucking doing anything to him. She must have been giving him a sauna or something, because he's all wet, look. Or a sponge bath. Maybe he's an invalid. Can't wash himself. Yeah, I'm just going to steal your brother's necklace. Or cousin, or whoever he is. Threats his back. So he's saying, you know, this is a valid heirloom. And he's like, shove it up your ass. Well, which is it, you know? That's where it paid the role. Just wipe a bit of brain matter off yourself.
At least you can buy a bigger t-shirt, right?
Yeah. Taxi's getting a ticket. There's a hospital. That serves you right for holding up in the supermarket. I'm going to push in front of you. And that's, bloody hell, Linkin Park, isn't it?
Where?
Chester Bennington.
Who?
Not the old boy. The one stood off to the left that we seen a minute ago. Because he's in the second one as well.
Didn't see.
He's got a skinhead. It might show him again. There he is. That's just Bennington from Linger Park. One of the singers. Yeah, I'm just going to snort all this shit. Oh yeah, he'd done all that coke, didn't he? He wants to clear his nose. Just casually walk around the hospital, no one trying to stop him. There's the police behind, but no one else has gone, hang on a minute, let's try and stop this guy. Huffing nasal spray. Okay, this is getting a bit creepy. Hey old man, I'm gonna watch you sleep. Cops just barging into the old dude's room. Check one wardrobe, check the toilet. You know, check both wardrobes. All the cupboards and that, you know, not gonna worry about them. That was a real thorough search. None of the cops can't find him. Looks like he's trying to pierce his own ear. Well, got time for clean up.
Do you have those shoes on properly? Oh no, there's a gun under his arm.
No. Yeah, because so many cops say, yo.
I like the way he went for it all, took all his clothes off. Can do it in half, see?
No. Must be cold in the hospital, though, because he's running around jumping, his gown's lifting up. Yeah, you know, he never shows anything, thankfully, but... Even the dog don't like the film. I think he wants some epinephrine. Just find it. Oh, is that a piss bag you just shot? Just laying a few medicines. Well, that's one way to get high, isn't it? Get yourself shocked in the hospital. Just casually fly back. You know, that'll stop your heart. I don't know, actually, I suppose, because everything going on. Time to take a rest. Probably not the best time, but still. You just got that epinephrine. Fucking use it. Don't just lie there. Like Rob's doing. No, it goes in the heart, not in the arm. Oh, not good with needles. He's going to really wake up now. You took too much. Just run out of the hospital screaming. Silly rabbit. Tricks are for kids. See, that's why I can take the role in the film. They offered it to me, but I said, well, you know, if I run in that gown, I'm just going to be hanging all over the place, knocking on my knees. So he said, well, look, what about Jason Statham? He's got no hair and scruffy beard. And I was like, yeah, he'd be good for it. Oh, he's paying the ridiculously expensive calls on an airplane. Because it's all a con. They reckon you can't use phones. Yeah, that's rubbish. There's nothing in it to interfere. Gotta know, where was he holding that phone to?
I don't know, so he'd done earlier, he had that from nowhere.
Maybe he boofed it, shoved up his ass. Good likeness from the police sketch. Okay, so the film does have some redeeming qualities. It's funny in places. Wait, that's not the gun, is it? He has actually got a boner.
Yeah.
I thought that was the gun, that's where he'd put it to. Oh, that's where he's put the phone in his sock. Don't know what's happening to the gun, though. Yeah, because the police be so calm. Wouldn't try and take him down or anything. I think he's a bit enjoying that a bit too much. Donut! Whee! Cop's obviously got metal on his heels. Everybody's talking at me. I can't hear words saying. The old epinephrine, he's still passing out. See, David Gray did a cover of that song, didn't he?
I don't know,
did he? Yeah. That was years ago when David Gray was popular. He did like Babylon and stuff.
Was he ever popular?
Well, you know. Is he staring with his dick? Oh great, there's Jason Statham's ass, because no one wants to see that. I suppose for all the women, they've had to put up with tits, now they get to see his ass. Yeah, because you don't need to look where you're going, the bike can just cruise that well. And he's going to slam some tables. And yet his phone's still working after all that. He's got a few scratches on him, but it just looks like red paint on him. This is Mrs. What's her name again? Was it Amy Swing?
Road Trip.
Amy Smart, that's it. She in Road Trip?
Yeah.
She's been in a lot of films, hasn't she? I can't think of any apart from this and Road Trip, but... Is it this one or the other one with the horse race? This
the
one.
Other one is the horse race, I think. This one just happens in the street.
Ah, that's right. Ah, she was in The Butterfly Effect, that's it. With Ashton Kutcher. That's quite a good film. Have you seen it?
Don't think so.
It's trippy, it's all fuck, but it's good. It's your brother's hand, because we know you wanted that. You don't care about the rest of the body, just the hand. Use it to jack off with or something. Weirdos. Yeah, she was in a couple of episodes of Scrubs. Mirrors, that's a good film. Keith Sutherland. Is she in the second crowd? I'm sure it's her again. Isn't it? He's gone for the chav look. Yeah, I got my matching tracksuit bombs and jacket on with my aviators. It's called the 80s look. Tell her to get dressed for. She'll tell her to get naked. Doctor said to have sex. He's telling her she's dying. She tells him, can you have a look at the microwave? Typical woman. I need you to do something for me. What? Get on your knees and suck it. This is a bit like Pulp Fiction when Bruce Willis wins the fight and then he goes home and he's like, get your stuff, we're leaving. And she's like, oh, why? He's like, look, we got to go now. Because he screws over Marcel Wallace or whatever his name is.
I don't think I've ever seen Pulp Fiction on the way through.
Really? Mm. It's right at the beginning anyway, but oh, it's an amazing film. Oh, he's looking a bit... Whoa. Drugs are kicking in again. Oh, they sort of set that right up, don't they? Let's tell you what's going to happen before you see it. That looks a bit hot. So what's he going to do? Stick his hand in it. And fuse the thing out. She reckons that's uncalled for. He's there fucking dying, she's not even listening.
Yeah, but she don't know, does she?
Yeah, he's told her about 3 times.
No, he hasn't.
Oh, hasn't
he? He said that there's people coming.
Ah, right. Giggly. He He'd have to turn it off. He's fused it. So she doesn't have the phone when he calls, but someone else, yeah, she'll pick it up, even though he says he's in a hurry. Yeah, because he can just run out there, smack him on his head. She don't even notice he's gone. I love how believable this film is. Right, so she wouldn't hit the bullet because it's got a silencer. Aw, and a poor bird. But you know, you think she noticed the fucking bits of stone flying out in front of her? Was she really that dumb? Tells her apart that bat and he's like, oh, I took a cab. Everyone stood looking at the police bike. Even though it's catching fire, I'd be fucking running out of the way. Still with me?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the pigeon's going to get turned on by looking at some women's asses. Why'd you look so shocked at Chopstick? Oh, that'd annoy me. Is this where he tells you, so he's dying and stuff? So he would just pull a gun on her, and that would scare hiccups out of her. Switch to the red filter, try and make it a little more dramatic or like flashback or something similar to what was used in Hitman, chucking it in the ice bucket. He's not very good Hitman, is he? He's been going and killing him, he's stood there talking to him. Hitman with conscience, that's never a good thing. Yappity yappity yap. There's not much action going on, is there?
No, it's pretty poor.
Yeah, but that's why we're here, to make it more interesting. Well, if we can, if you say something.
I can't think of anything interesting that make this film any fucking better.
48 hours. That's another reference in other films. Yeah, I'm talking about classic Eddie Murphy movies. It's a bit inhospitable as well, isn't it? He's, you know, just said, I'm not going to kill you. He's like, don't you say, do you want a drink? I'm having one. Ignorant fuck. Yeah, I quit being hitman for you, and now I'm going to tell you I was a hitman. And you've still got your hiccups even after all that. After all that, and all she takes out of it is, so are we going on a trip? Fucking hiccups. Oh, heart's slowing down again. So what's he going to do? Even though he's been huffing epinephrine, inhaling things. He's going to fuck her in the middle of Chinatown. Make love to me. It's not making love in the middle of a fucking town, is it? It's sex. She obviously wants a doggy style, dude. I love the way everyone's just standing around looking. No one's helping out. Oh, boop. Mother's trying to protect the kids. See, it's funny, isn't it, how no one's calling the police or whatever, because it's just pretty much rape until now when she starts going, oh, okay, she's fun. See, it's amazing how quickly she fucking everyone cheering, hey, go on, son, touchdown. Even the old granny's enjoying it. Oh, embarrassing. Throw against postbox. Everyone's coming around for a look. Surprised they didn't turn a bit of fucking bukkake. All the Chinese schoolgirls. That's got him up. Look at everyone cheering for him. Yeah, go on. Do her in the middle of the street. You and she's loving it. I don't think I'd ever have the balls to do something like that. You reckon you can?
No.
I wouldn't fucking answer my phone as well. Fucking let her go to voicemail. Finish her off. Finish the fucking job, dude. Can't just leave it like that. That one's just sat around looking.
I thought he's somewhere bigger than that.
I think he's in the second one when he's on the racetrack, though, isn't it?
Yeah.
And you see a giant fucking horse cock go overhead, and she's like, ah. Oh. Some hardcore shit made from plant shit wasn't everything. Yeah, because you're going to take something some stranger's given you, even though you're dying from a fucking poison anyway. That's always so clever. No, he's going to jump. No, I thought he was going to jump out of a moving car. That'd be a good way to get your heart going, wouldn't it? And it's going slow again. Creepy kid. Why is it there's always creepy kids in films? And it's not really the best time to go to sleep, is it? When you're trying to get your heart rate up. Oh, is it really time for that? Well, he can't really jack off with his bags over his head. Bit of erotic asphyxiation. Oh, he's got his toenails painted and tights on. Better Google images again. obviously the shit worked. He's still alive. Hacked again. Yep. He's on the roof of the party. Obviously, a man happy in his profession. You recognize him now, Fast and Furious or not?
No.
He races the, I think it's Hondas. He's got the club, El Gato, the cat.
Mm.
Or it's El Gato Negro or something.
Years ago, maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah. It's a bit old now, isn't it? And they've done like 5 or 6. And, or is it 5 and the 6th one's come out? Yeah, because Fast 5 was the last one with The Rock. And number 6 is the next one, which they're planning on doing. Which is fucking stupid. I think they've done enough, but... Does anyone actually care anymore?
They've done enough after the first one.
Yeah, too right. Have you, how many of you have you actually seen, though?
One. And the Chinese one.
What, Tokyo Drift?
Yeah.
I actually not seen the first one and Fast and Furious, which I want that is third or fourth one. Another exciting moment in the film. Wouldn't mind, but even the writing's not that good on this film. So like all the talking bits are actually a bit boring and stereotyped. But that dude's got a lot of cool tattoos. Where's Pedro, man? That is quite a funny bit where they write cunt on his forehead. Though why they need to show that, I don't know. Oh, that's a bit sick. Using his dead friends as a shield. Well, that blood splatter coming off the body and there's not a speck on him. And now he gets shot in the leg. Oh, arm. Jihad, jihad. Muhammad jihad. Why is he shouting jihad when he's Chinese? That's all what you want. Crazy bitch. Fucking sweatshop, innit?
Tries to get all the stereotypes in that mystery, doesn't it?
Huh?
Tries to get all the stereotypes in this film.
It does. Even like the Mexican saying, dog. And the black guy saying the N-word that we're not allowed to say. But he even goes a white N-word. Which doesn't really make sense, but oh, I don't think he needed stitches. Yeah, 2001, first Fast and the Furious come out. Because it was Fast and Furious, then Tokyo Drift, then Fast and Furious, then Fast 5, now doing Fast and Furious 6, and that'll be out in 2013, so next year. So we've got that to look forward to not watching. I mean, does anyone care anymore? Really? I mean, I know I haven't seen the new one, so I can't really comment, but I can't imagine them being that good. It just seems like it's going to be the same thing over and over. Is he going to finish off while you start in Chinatown? No, he's going to shoot people. She's worrying about, forgot to take her pill. Really time to worry. There's people shooting her and she's worrying, oh no, I might get pregnant.
Didn't even finish anyway.
Exactly, what's she worried for? Unless she's sleeping with someone else. Little yellow car, just like in The Losers. Nice and inconspicuous. Don't know what that was all about. Nice hard, high speed car chase in a piece of shit yellow car. Because that's really going to outrun them, innit? Licking her lips. She wants him to finish what he started. Good girl, that's all I gotta say. It's one of the reasons I wish I drove. I don't think he wants her to protect her from bullets or whatever. That is a bit creepy, seeing the sex. Oh, dirty bitch. Come up and licking him when she's just been taking care of his dick in her mouth. That's just dirty. Is that a golf?
Yeah.
That's why he didn't finish in Chinatown. Because he'd have fallen asleep afterwards. Well, I think, to be fair, most of us do. So he's not even going to, like, well, I suppose, don't need to ask him who sent him or whatever, does he? He knows all that. She's just looking because she's morbid. Why do they need to show us clowns? I don't know. I mean, they show the skyline, you know, like the sun setting or whatever, so you know what time of day it is, but why just show clowns like that? Seems a bit pointless, doesn't it? Ah, the doctor's back in his office. Woman's name is Chocolate. That's a really fitting stereotype, isn't it? $250 shopping bill on snacks. Holy shit, man. I'm pretty sure he's his only customer, isn't he?
Uh-huh.
So basically you're just giving them cocktail drugs and just shooting them up. That's great to tell them, isn't it? No, no, you're not bad, are you? You're just a walking fucking miracle. See, that's what I miss in doctors. They never give it to you straight. They always tell you fucking technical terms and stuff. And go around the mulberry bush. They never just go, look, you're fucked. Like, with my wrist condition. They didn't go, look, your wrist is fucked. You need an operation. And they just went, oh, you got this, this, and this wrong with it. It's like, in English doc. And they're like, oh, well, basically it's this and that. Well, here's Jay and Silent Rob again, I think. Nothing to add a contrast.
Mm-hmm. Hello.
Ah, there's all the schoolgirls talking. Oh, he a very manly. He a big, big boy. They really do try and go for every stereotype in this, don't they?
He's a pretty shit boy.
He's not the best. We're trying to make him more entertaining, but we're not hearing much from you.
I don't know what to say.
Just talking back to the guys fucking him over, and he's like, oh yeah, let's deal. That's really clever, isn't it? Exactly. Put it in the front, it's got a right wanker. See, even the writing's terrible. Don't pop a blood vessel. Blah. Can't even speak now. Don't pop a blood vessel, you penis. Really? I don't think he's too happy with him. The doctor was on the screen again then. He wasn't working behind him. It was like when he was in the shop centre. They projected on the wall. That's twice that's happened.
Maybe it is just a...
I think it's a fuck up on the producer's part.
I don't know, it can't be. They would have known.
No, there's loads of films that got glaring omissions. Like the original Bam Boys with Sean Penn. There's a fight scene going on in the prison. You actually see the whole camera crew in the background set up. See, there's the annoyed, stern expression again as he's wandering along. Just think, it could be worse. It could be the second one where he's weirdly grinding up on people. Like that old granny, when he starts rubbing up on her. Was that a bit of woman doing a bit of mud fighting or tar or something? This is how boring it is. We're having more fun watching the dog than the film. I think she's on whatever Stephen's on. Just running up and down. She's afraid her heart will stop. She stops moving. Holy shit, that's a lot of pills. Wise old Chinese man stereotype. Yeah, he's talking in a woman's voice. It's his mother's voice. That's even creepier. Now it's the black dude. See? Told you, Terminator, when he's walking through the mall. Okay, he's definitely on too many drugs. This old Chinese guy is turning every person in his life. See, they did it Family Guy style, where they're like doing flashes of him doing these kills and stuff and make it more interesting. That's an Austin Powers meme, wasn't it? Maybe I should stop using the subtitles and just speak in English. Yes, that would be much better. That dude on the right, he's in Smallville. He's Doomsday. You ever watch Smallville?
Years ago.
Yeah, he's in the latest series. He's I can't remember what the character's name is now. The clothes in love with him, but then he becomes Doomsday. Women in glass bubbles. It's kind of weird. Yeah, I love that show. Shame it's finished. Because there was a rumour they were doing like a new series called Metropolis. Like that follows on from Smallville. Because obviously Smallville finished at series 10. And they're going to do this new series called Metropolis with Clark as Superman and Lois as... I can't remember their names now. But now it's gone and heard anything more about it. I know Tom Welling said he's not going to do Smallville anymore. I was hoping he was going to do this Metropolis show. Hello? There you go. Silent Rob? You're engrossed in it now, aren't you?
I'm just making sense of him.
You're just trying to see them women in the background, aren't you? Trying to see them glass bubbles. Yeah, listen to your boss. Do as you're told. Why was there a goat bleeding? Or is that him being a goat? Because... you got set up and stuff. With mind bullets. That's telekinesis, Kyle. How about the power to move you? Is that like whatever psycho, because he's holding a finger on him, like Clint Eastwood in Gran Torino or Chris Evans in The Losers? Yeah, they still look scared. And like Chris Evans and the Losers, pop. Ah, this time it's a Chinese dude still behind him. But he's got the young Asian crowd helping him out. That one's blowing a kiss while he's doing it. That one's trying to hold his breath. Oh, he shot a girl in a bubble. Bit sour, really, isn't it?
Mm.
Waste of a good woman. I don't know if she was good. She was in a bubble, but... maybe she was allergic to everything, like John Travolta in that film.
Rainbow.
Yeah. Anyone headphones and leave the room. Just turn it off. Oh, nasty. Highly improbable as well. But. Yeah, I'm just going to collect my fingers up. I don't think you're going to live long enough to have them sewn back on, dude. Waste of good alcohol now as well. Thanks, boss. He's thrown him on the grenade. Oh, it's nasty. Bruce new mini being bored out. Yeah, I was going to say, shouldn't he start getting woozy now? I suppose all the excitement's keeping his heart going. Shooting at jockeys. Chase after him at least. Don't just stand there going, I can't see. Get your heart going. Chase him. Do something, for God's sakes. Looks like your video from last week, your feature video. The news outtakes, just a camera, news reporter just stood there looking like shocked. Should have done some of the regular features while the show was going on. You know, like pick a feature video for some of the droll moments and talked about, well, we talked about different films anyway. Yeah. So we got film chat covered. Should have made a game chat as well. Crank the video game. Sure, that'd be good, wouldn't it? Yeah. Can't be any worse than the film. So they've shot him in more than Chinese shit, and yet he's still going. Yeah, because swearing's really going to emphasise your point to make him fly. Because before you swore at him and had the gun, well, you know, like you had a gun to his head already, and you're like, fly. You didn't understand that. You had to swear at him to make him go. Just going to stand on the runners. You know. Because a minute ago I can hardly stand. I've got more of this shit in me, and now I can keep going. Because that's really. Oh. Not very nice, was it? So his pilot and just fucking tilt the helicopter, chucking them both out. Oh my god. Like a minute ago, before he had more stuff in it, he could hardly stand or see or whatever. Now he's got even more of it in him. And yet he's fighting and going. And I know it's the adrenaline being up that high and fighting, but that stuff should have just fucking topped him by now, shouldn't it? Yeah, here's the rants then. What if I rant how terrible this film is? And how we're trying to make it better for you listeners. You can so see that's green screened. It's not even trying to look real, is it?
No.
Oh, he is dead. See, shouldn't they both be falling at the same speed? You know, like due to the laws and stuff. Ah, that's where the clouds. See, they didn't show it to us for nothing. So that's how you get a good cell phone service. You've got to be high up in the air. Because when I try and do it here, it don't work. But if I was like free falling from the air, I'd get perfect signal. Yeah, just calm and casual. Hey, doll. Who says doll anyway? I don't care how cocky you are, I don't think anyone says doll. You think you'd be going a lot faster than that falling as well, wouldn't you? Like the wind whistling, you wouldn't be able to hear or anything. And title of the film. No, this is cranking it, not crash. And splat. And bounce. Yeah, somehow he survives that. And they make a second one. Well, at least they finish on a good song. Bullet from... Rock from the Crypt, sorry. Well, folks, that was Crank. Sponsored by, like, Rockstar, Red Bull, Epinephrine. And, seriously, how Jason Statham's crew didn't suffer that, I don't know. No. Well, there it was. I think, you know, as we always end on the jokes, I think we should end on one now, just try and pick up from that. Oh, rewind. So, you got a joke ready, or just me? Yeah, you got a joke? Go for it.
The creators of Crank. That is the joke.
The writers and creators, and that is a pretty good joke. Mine's based on how the film ended. Three nuns decide to commit suicide. They know they're going to hell, but they're like, well, we haven't really got much of a choice. So they're stood top of a tall building. The first one jumps, hits the pavement. Took him 6 days to clean her up. Second one jumps, bounces off a car and lands on the pavement. Took him 6 weeks to clean her up. Third one jumps, lands legs to the side of a flagpole. Took him 6 months to get a smile off her face. Well, that's it, Randomites. I've been Jay, the nerdy one.
And I've been Rob.
The single one.
Single one.
Good night from me.
Good night from me.
Hope you enjoy our return to commentary to Crank. If not, blame the film, not us. Peace.
Bye.
Peace.